Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that the Thesele test is comparable in accuracy to a modified McMurray's test in a group of patients with a high prevalence of meniscal tears. The Thesele test is a newer test that was designed to assist in the diagnosis of meniscal tears during clinical examination. The Thesele test is performed by asking a patient to stand with about 20 degrees of knee flexion and having them internally and externally rotate their body. Since the introduction of the test in 2005, a couple of studies have investigated it, but the accuracy of this test has yet to be established. The authors of this study aim to evaluate the diagnostic accuracy of the Thesele test in comparison with arthroscopy, which is the gold standard. This was tested in 593 patients with an average age of 49 years. The Thesele test was performed first, followed by the more traditional McMurray's test, and then the findings were compared to what a surgeon discovered during arthroscopic surgery. The Thesele test had a 64% sensitivity and 53% specificity. In comparison, the McMurray test had a 70% sensitivity and a 45% specificity. The authors reported that when combining these two tests, both tests being positive did not improve the diagnostic accuracy, but that both tests being negative increased the sensitivity to 82%. The overall accuracy of the Thesele test is comparable with the McMurray test. However, clinically, there still seems to be a lack of relatively accurate tests to help rule out or in meniscal pathology. This study was done in a population that had a high prevalence of meniscal injuries, and it would be interesting to see what the results would look like in a different population. For example, the Thesele test was compared with arthroscopy because it is the gold standard for diagnosing meniscal tears. But this means only surgical candidates were included, even though we often evaluate patients who don't require an arthroscopy. In the current study, the clinical evaluation was performed by one of seven experienced physiotherapists following a standard protocol. The authors indicated that they did not assess inter-rater reliability, but it would have been valuable to have multiple physiotherapists perform the same test, or to have a limited the range of possible physiotherapists that were performing the evaluation. The authors noted that a higher amount of false positives for the McMurray test may be due to the fact that they used a modified version of the McMurray test, where a positive result was pain and or clicking. If the authors of this study could have looked back at what positive results, pain or clicking, they had, they may have been able to determine which interpretation of the results helped produce better accuracy in our outcomes. There's still a lot of questions about using the Thesele test to diagnose a meniscal tear, but the results so far seem to indicate that we should not rely on it as our only test. Ultimately, the best approach for a clinician may still be to use a battery of tests in combination with patient history to most accurately assess during a clinical examination. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that while 75% of youth football athletes reported that they understood the dangers of a concussion, over 60% reported that they believe it is okay to continue to play after they sustained a hit to the head that elicited a headache, as long as they did not lose consciousness. This suggests that this population needs further concussion education. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included an article about a randomized clinical trial that noted that kinesiotaping intended to stimulate the lymphatic system was ineffective in decreasing acute swelling after an ankle sprain in athletes. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, You can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.